¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
When it gets heavy, don't wait to be carried. Carry the weight. It's in these moments of heavy weight that your character is revealed. When everyone else around you is tired, you be the one. You go first. Pick them up, carry the weight.
If you want to change your reality, the first thing that you must change is yourself, because the reality that you are experiencing is a reflection of you.
Can't expect others to get you. This is my prescription. When I look through it, I have 20/20 vision. I can see it. It's the same in life. I know where I want to go. I know I have crazy dreams. And I know most people won't get me, just like a pair of glasses. If I took my prescription and gave it to somebody else who had different eyesight, they might put them on and go, this is blurry. How could you see? It's so dumb. It's no. God, like I said, the universe, whatever you believe in, gave you your vision. You know where you want to go. You need your compelling future. You need to keep pushing forward, and you can't expect others to get your dreams, because they weren't downloaded in them. They were downloaded in you. And the last thing I'll say about this is stop waiting for permission, because the only person you need permission from is the person in the mirror.
There's only one thing in the whole universe over which you have complete control, and that is your thought. If you wish to change any of the conditions of your life, you have to change the thoughts that precede those conditions. You have to change what is going on in your mind. Whatever you believe with feeling, and this is the key, with feeling, and the more emotion you put into a belief becomes your reality. If you believe most of the limitations we have do not exist in reality, they exist only in your own mind.
So I don't know who needs to hear this, but your life gets so much better when you realize that you have absolutely no obligation to be the same person you were yesterday. And you know, I'm not saying your past experiences aren't important, because they are. Everything you've gone through, whether you want to see them as positive or negative, is what's shaped and molded you into your current self. So yeah, sure, you might be the current product of our decisions, but that doesn't mean it has to be the final one. In the entire span of your life, this is just what you are in a single snapshot in time. And your only responsibility to that is just accepting it for what it is, a temporary state that's just as fluid as all the other ones that came before it. So just let it all go, man, because you yourself are the greatest project that you will ever work on. So just let yourself be that constant work in progress that isn't even close to being finished.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With Car Gurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Gurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Gurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Gurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CARGURUS.com. CarGurus.com.
What if body's broken, mind's broken, spirit's broken? I start to say, what if I could pull this off? It's the what if I can pull off a miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be?
Everyone knows that you wake up at 3 a.m. when you've let your life go off the rails.
The decisions you make right now is up to you. You crying about something that happened to you when you was a kid. You ain't even no kid no more.
The hard thing is taking the first step. Everything else is just persistence.
So what I want you to understand about the breakthrough is that 90% is work, but the last 10%, that's fight.
You commit to do this for the long term. Whether it's hard or easy doesn't matter. You're doing this.
I tell you to set goals beyond your lifetime. I tell you to set goals as soon as humanly possible. You will never exceed your highest expectation. You will never exceed your highest, craziest thoughts. That's a guarantee. And so then why to set low goals?
Every tool you have, and most people will not use every single tool they have because they're afraid. They don't know how to control it. They don't want to acknowledge it. They're afraid of being judged. They want to stand out. They want to be different. They want women to acknowledge them. But they have so much doubt of what greatness and the unforgiving race actually requires to win over and over again. We all have fear. We all have fear, but these individuals have so much doubt. Think about the times where everything was going wrong. Nothing was going right. What kept you going? What kept you going? You were in that place. What kept you going? That was your dark energy. When does a new day start? At midnight. If a new day starts in the dark, why are you afraid to use your dark side for your new beginnings?
We tell ourselves the story, we play the only part we've ever known, and then that part becomes our own and we don't know how to separate it. So we understand praise manipulates. We'll accept your own praise. Your mind says, if you say it, it must be true, which is why self-criticism goes in and does so much damage. And self-praise goes in and does so much repairing, because the most important words you'll ever hear are the words you say to yourself.
You have too many individuals out there that are not writing their own story. They're letting other people write those stories for them.
So first thing is, that's the first big problem right there. First big problem is that you have put a lot of people above you, put no one above you, no one.
And how many times have we given up on a dream because we were mocked by the people around you? And all I'm suggesting to you is when you get laughed at, ridiculed, and when people don't understand your next level of world class, that just means you've got a great dream, and that just means you're on the path of growth.
But momentum requires you always do the next thing to keep the momentum going. And the reason you get yourself in a passionate place is so that you change your life, and the only thing that changes your life is making a decision.
And nothing will happen in this world. Everything will happen wonderfully well, even if you're not there. Every human being should be aware of this every moment of his life. It does not matter what the whole world says about it. It does not matter how significant a work you're doing. You must understand that tomorrow morning the world will go on fine without you, whoever you may be. If you constantly remind yourself of this, you'll have no reason to be serious.
Everything I didn't want to do is what got me to where I'm at today. Every single thing. So where we find comfort, that's where I started getting scared. When I started saying, oh, it's raining, I'm not going out there, No, you cannot say that. You cannot do that. You have got to do this.
So while you're in this passionate state, that's where you make decisions. If you make a decision in a state without momentum, if you make a decision from a place where there's no passion, you are not going to get momentum. It'll kill momentum. It's decide, commit, and resolve.
Truly, that you make things happen so that the person you are starting tomorrow is more of who you know you truly are.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With Car Gurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Gurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Gurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Gurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Most individuals, your mind will make a decision. Say, we're going to do this. Your feelings always make suggestions. When you fail, your feelings give you excuses. Your mind makes you more resilient.
There are things that you know that you must focus on, but it scares you. I want you to look at where in your life that story is robbing you of your dreams and where it is giving you an excuse to avoid the things that you know you need to do.
People will point out your weaknesses, but there's a big difference between your weaknesses and your flaws. Your flaws are your gifts, and people are so busy trying to deal with their flaws and change their flaws when their flaws are actually allows them to stay in that place.
Everyone's good at something. You know, you're not meant to be good at everything. It's no good being a jack of all trades and a master of none. So be really good at what you're good at, and don't worry about what you're not good at, because we're not all supposed to be good at the same thing. Find your talent, you know. Find out what you love to do. What you're meant to do lies directly behind and is absolutely linked to what you love to do.
What am I going to do today to change what I see in this mirror? How you address it is you face it. You face it every day. You face it every single day of your life. The things that how people look, how people act, how smart someone is. This is a race that you run completely alone. And you're all by yourself.
Growth only comes through pain.
That which you do not hate, you will eventually tolerate. And I think that identifies most people's lives. In other words, they average becomes sort of like this slow asphyxiation. It's almost like an anesthetic. And that over time, we become kind of immune and dulled to the average that we're becoming.
Your life doesn't have meaning without aspiration or an aim. Okay, so you need a hierarchy of values. There's got to be something at the top. It's got to be something important. If you don't have that, your life doesn't have any meaning. So if you criticize the hierarchy, or even the idea of hierarchy, you destroy the idea of aspiration, and then people have nothing.
This is, I believe, the single biggest factor for most people that robs them of success. That you use what other people might say or think or be disappointed by as an excuse to not fully be yourself, to not fully go after what you want.
You're going to get out of your life what you'll accept. That's really difficult for people, I think, to understand is, look, what you think you're worth and what you're going to tolerate is absolutely what you're going to bring into your life and what the outward part of your life is going to look like. No, there's two motivators, right? There's the gaining of pleasure, right? Wanting to go get something, chasing the dream, but then there's the avoidance of pain.
great. We surround ourselves around people that make us feel great, that tell us what we want to hear. The second we put ourselves amongst the uncommon people, we don't like that feeling. We like that person who says, hey, you know what, man, I don't feel good today, man. And they say, oh, it's okay, brother. We don't want that in our lives. We don't want that person who's constantly challenging our weaknesses. We want that person who's constantly, you know, making us feel nice and good and secure in ours. That's the mediocrity of life. We want to be the best amongst the average people.
If you don't develop your capabilities and realize your potential, you may be successful externally, but you will be deeply unhappy because you're not fulfilling your gifts, your nature. And so that's the way that's done is bottom up. Each person discovering their gift, turning it into valued skills, and then using it to succeed by contributing.
But one's career is infinite. There's no end. It's like our lives are finite, but life is infinite. People come and people go, but life continues. They spend their whole life working for one goal. Though most will never get it, the few that do don't know what to do next because their goals were finite. Their goals were finite. Right? And so there are finite components to your career, but your career should be infinite. So yes, of course you have to win the finite game. You have to get the part, but immediately when you get the part, now you convert to infinite.
So the monkey mind is jumping from branch to branch. It doesn't want to focus on the root of the issue. It wants to find the next banana. It wants to find the next excuse. It wants to find the next instant gratification, right? That's the monkey mind. And so the monkey mind is never going to help you focus on your strengths. The reason why we struggle to find our passion is because the world has constantly pushed us away from our strength. We've constantly been told to focus on your weaknesses. And so we've all been programmed to say, oh, your strengths, they're fine. They're good the way they are. But why are you not performing at this? And so the one way to know your strengths is to ask yourself, what do you do that you feel the most confidence doing?
When you get tired, when you get fatigued, when you get down, when you're in a slump, it's your habits, rituals, routines, and your standards that carry you through. If you don't have good habits, you don't have good rituals, you don't have good routines, always in your life you will fall down in bad times, in slumps, in fatigue, and in stress.
So you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them, being fine with being mediocre. I see a whole bunch of people walking around out here who have no idea how talented they truly are.
Hero, deep is the hunger, the voice of the genuine, the centering moment. One of the things that I can just tell you as you think about your goals and dreams, all of us can say in a spirit of integrity that it's possible, that if anybody at any point in time lived their dream, then it's possible that I can live mine.
All I want you to ever do is try. That's it. I just want you to try in those moments where you hear yourself. I want you to try in those moments where you know that it's time to speak up. I want you to try. That's all that I ever ask of you, because if you simply do that, and I say simply as if it's so easy, right? You will literally unlock the potential of your life.
You have to ask, am I able to turn this fantasy of mine into a fact? Can I actually realize it? Can I turn my dreams into reality? Now, you're either going to say, yes, I'm able to, or no, I'm not. If you realize you are able, if you have an understanding of this potential, this power within you, then you have to ask yourself, are you willing? And there's a long series of tests there. You don't even know what you're going to come up against. One thing is for certain, you'll come up against ridicule. You have to be willing to do whatever is required if you really want to turn your fantasy into a fact. The second you say, yes, I'm willing, at that instant, you've created your theory.
So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Life rewards action, not intelligence. Life rewards action, not intelligence. And one of the dangers is smart people, that the smarter you are, the better your excuses. The more accomplished you are in talking yourself out of taking action, in proving to yourself that every action that you could take is too small, too meaningless, and not worth it. And George Leonard, who brought jiu-jitsu from Japan to the US, one of the things he said is, absolutely, you cannot do everything, but you can do one thing and another and another. And that's the way you make massive progress in life, by doing one thing and another and another. The matter that you show up and try and act week after week, month after month, year after year, with a little bit of intelligence, you start to get better and better and better. You start to become more articulate. And it's so easy to talk yourself out of action, but it's so important to remember that life rewards action, not intelligence, not smarts in your brain, but action into the world.
Every day, you get to make a choice. You can choose to continue with the way things are, with what you've always done, and to complain about how unfair life can be. Or you can choose to let go of what has been holding you back. Focus on what is in your control and seek the path of growth. It is the choice between feeling beaten by events outside of your control or settling for life below what you know you're capable of and saying to yourself that enough is enough. That you will not be this person any longer. That you will say goodbye to the ordinary in order to taste the extraordinary. That from today, right now even, you will commit to being someone better.
Some of us go through pain and it becomes our tombstone. Mm-hmm. Some of us go through pain and it's a scar. And we live a life of reward. So I'm just gonna say, again, 2025, do me a favor, check you. You're in the ballot box and you're looking at all these options, doctor, lawyer, ooh, teacher, whatever you see, president, mayor, governor, do me a favor. Before you check any of that, check you. Before you check anything, check you and go look yourself in the mirror and go, yo, I'm my lottery ticket. I'm my ticket out of the neighborhood, or, you know, I'm the broken curse. Like, whatever you want to call yourself. But the day I stop saying my mom, my dad, this person, the police, the cop, the day I stop doing that, the day I said, you.
Embrace the lonely path. If the path that you're on feels lonely, it should assure you that you're headed in the right direction. Because a lot of people simply are not willing to withstand the struggle that comes with the path of success. So if you're feeling lonely right now, that means that you are willing to do the things that nobody else does. You know, everybody preaches that they have this big dream or aspiration or a grand vision for their future, but nobody's willing to bear the struggle that comes with it. But you are. which tells you where you're headed, my friend. You are headed straight for everything that you've ever wanted. This is how it's supposed to feel. You knew it was going to be difficult. So let's not act surprised now. Everything is going just as expected. So what do we do now?
Success is the only revenge. As you expand, they shrink into irrelevance. As you get louder, no one can hear them. You don't beat them, you cast a shadow so big, no one can see them to begin with. When people copy, they copy the wrong stuff because they don't know why it worked to begin with. And when it breaks, they don't know how to fix it because they didn't build it. So don't sweat it. Copycats will always be behind.
I'd rather go too far than not far enough. The only reward that you get from taking it easy is the fact that in the moment, it's easier. But if you want results, and then you basically just catch yourself slacking off and don't do anything about it, then it kind of sounds like you don't really want those results.
If I've learned anything from life, it's that sometimes the darkest times can bring us to the most brightest places. I've learned that the toughest lessons can teach us the most important lessons, that the most painful struggles can grant us the most necessary growth. Said in times like these, it helps to recall there have always been times like these. The last one read, continuous improvement is better than delayed perfection.
It is not everyone's job to make sure that you feel good. It is not everyone's job to solve your problems. It's not everyone's job to make sure you're happy. That's on you. Only you. Understand that you are where you're at because of the decisions you made and the actions you took. And if you manage to convince yourself that it's everyone else's fault that you're miserable, not only is your entire life a lie, but you will be stuck in that misery forever. If you really want to free yourself from mental slavery, if you really want to escape the prison cell, if you really want to make your life better, blame yourself. Because in order to fix your own life, you have to believe that you're the one that f***ed it up in the first place. And if you possess the power to screw up your entire life, you also possess the power to fix it.
The longest journey you will make are the inches from your head to your heart. Never an easy journey, but the most important you will make is that you find the courage to build a life around what matters most to you. There are pivotal moments in our lives that have the power to push us into an entirely new and exciting story from which there is no return. What if that moment for you is today?
So you're at rock bottom. Good. You feel like you've completely lost control, like the world is caving in on you and there's not a thing you can do about it. Like no matter what you try to do to remedy this dreadful state of existence, it only gets darker. Good. Accept it. Stop running. There is a mountain whose peak is so tall it is hidden behind the clouds. I want you to look up at it. Embrace the shadow that it has casted on you all this time. Understand that this mountain is no foreign entity. It is you. You are the mountain. And today, you stop cowering from your own potential.
And there's a difference between feeling sad and being sad, feeling angry and being angry. You can feel angry all you want. You can feel sad all you want, but don't do sad shit. Don't do angry shit. And I think that's what strength is. You can cry, you can be sad, you can do all those things, but doing what you're supposed to do, despite that, that's mental toughness. I'm gonna do what is right, even though I feel this way. If you can master that, you can master fucking anything.
You carry heaviness. I'm stuck. By now, I really thought I would have left my mark, you know? Found my purpose. Instead, I've wasted so much time. Wasted. No. Time has been your silent sculptor, shaping you in ways you cannot yet see.
You know, it's funny, man. A lot of you young guys think it's a choice to be great. Bro, it ain't no choice. It's an obligation. You're only oldest to yourself, bro. You owe it to all the people that believe in you, that have sacrificed for your success.
This ain't our choice, bro.
The day you were born, you signed the contract.
You're right by others. You're right by yourself. You're right by God. And watch the joy that fills your heart.
I believe in you, bro. And so do all these other people. It's time for you to believe in you. You owe it to yourself, Big Dark.
Owe it to yourself.
Snow's coming down a bit this morning. Weather says feels like 14. The ears hurt. The hands burn. I do 3 minutes in the ice bath before every morning run. And I don't want to be out here. The thing is, though, if I allow the fluctuation of my environment to dictate the likelihood of me showing up, my life would be up to circumstance. And that is a pitiful existence. All anyone really wants is a little bit of certainty, but almost nobody is willing to offer that to themselves. This world is going to do everything to keep you from showing up. They'll find a way every single time, and life will be very different.
I tell people, you get rewarded in public for what you practice in private. You look at somebody like Steph Curry, and you see this guy, you know, to shoot the ball from almost half court, chomping on the side of his thing, and he turns, he doesn't even look, he turns around and just waves because he knows it's in already, and there's swish, and the crowd goes crazy. And people look at that and go, he's unbelievable. He's the greatest three-point shooter in history. There's no one like him. But what they don't pay attention to is that isn't like a little gift, right? He shoots 500 shots every single day, never less than that, 7 days a week, for more than 15 years. His 15-year professional career, he's been doing it since before he was in college. His dad really trained him. So think of that, 3,500 shots a week, 168,000 shots in a year, 2.52 million shots in his 15-year NBA career, so he can make 3,600 shots. Not even 0.1%.
What I have discovered is this. A strategy is like a freeway. It allows us to get to where we want to go as quickly as possible. So many times on the freeway, we take exits. But every time I take an exit, I lose my way. Every time I take an exit, I now am further away from my dream than what I probably was when I started. You have to understand that it's the pathway, it's the step-by-step process that allows us to get to the dream. So many times we look at the top of the mountain and forget the fact that it's the first step. Your dream requires thousands of steps in the right direction.
You have to train yourself to become someone who is resilient, who has fortitude, who has grit, who could persevere, who could pay attention to their boss voice, not their bitch voice, and can execute against the things that they know are going to move them where they want to go, even when they don't feel like it. And if you can do that, it will become quote unquote easier. You will perceive it to be easier. It will not be easier. You will be stronger.
This is your one shot at life. It really is. And however you spend your time is up to you. Nobody is going to tell you what to do. So if there is something that you have always wanted to do, but you're not doing it because you're afraid of failing, then this is your chance to actually just do it anyways, to face that fear head on. Because if you do that, then you can work towards something in this one life that you have and actually maybe get there. You know, you might not get there, but at least you tried. And that's the thing, right? We have the ability to try. We have the ability to actually try and possibly succeed. But the thing is, if you really give it your all and you really try your best, 9 times out of 10, you're going to succeed because you never gave up. You worked on it every single day. You really gave yourself the ability and the chance to actually achieve that dream of yours. And because you did, you did. You did achieve it all. You know, imagine a life where you actually achieved it all. Instead of scrolling on social media all day, imagine a life where you're working on your dreams every day and one day you actually get there. Like, imagine how amazing that would feel, and like, take that feeling and use that as that motivation, that drive to push you forward. And every day is going to be tough. It's not going to be easy, but the more you work on it, the more consistent you are working towards that dream, you're going to get there eventually. It's going to take time, yes, but you're going to get there eventually because you never gave up.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
My favorite Chinese proverb is everything must be hard before it can be easy. I think it's amazing what you can endure when you have no choice. Because at the end of the day, life is hard, but believing it should be easy makes it even harder.
See, I've come to believe that the secret to success is just not giving up, that life is constantly testing you, that there are going to be days where you don't do the reps. There are going to be weeks where you don't do the reps. There might even be months that you don't do the reps. That's okay. And the reps are the boring, tedious actions that you take every day. And that's how you achieve a goal. What defines your success is not the days where you do it. I actually think it's the days where you come back after you didn't do it. So the day that was really hard at work, or the week that you were really sick and you couldn't do the reps every day, the small tedious stuff, you couldn't get out for your walk, you couldn't sit down and write. It's the day that you return that defines success, because it means you didn't quit. Like if it is day 37, you have not eaten the way you said you would, you have spent a ridiculous amount of money, even though your goal is to get out of debt, and you see that little note where you wrote down your goal, it's okay, it's still there. It's the days where you come back after you didn't do it. That defines success.
How do you build trust with someone? You prove time and time again that when you say you're gonna do something, you do it. And what makes you think building trust with yourself is any different? Because if you're the kind of person that fears your future self, the solution is right in front of you. Spend months and years building the evidence that when you say you're gonna do something, you follow through. It is not complicated, it's just difficult. If you constantly flake on your own expectations, it's no wonder your relationship with you is nothing but uncertainty. But when you can look back on undeniable proof that you are the person you claim to be, counting on yourself is not so difficult.
One of the key things in attracting the things we want into our life is to be able to feel as if we have them before we possess them. What we really want in our life, our real dreams, our real ambitions, are feelings. They're not things. One of the things that happens when we feel like we possess something, we begin to act in accordance with that feeling. And as a consequence of that action, those things begin to chase you. So it's not some manifestation thing. When we feel a certain way, we act a certain way. And when we don't, we don't. Spend a little bit more time of giving yourself the gift, or doing the work, frankly, of what would it feel like, and beginning to feel as if you possess the goal. And I also just think the gift of giving yourself the emotions you want will create more health in your body, more vitality, more energy, more optimism, more belief, more confidence. Feel it this week, and then you'll possess it.
Odds against there being another person like you are more than 50 billion to one. In the entire history of humanity, there will never be two people like you. There will be two people with the same face. There will be two people with the same even blood composition, exactly. There will be two people with the same outlook, the same talents, abilities, capacities. There will be two people just like you. And that every single person are born with the capacity to do something remarkable with their lives. And the starting point of personal greatness is when you usually say to yourself, what wonderful thing am I going to do with my life? Why am I here? I have this one life, this precious, precious life. And as you know, this life is not a rehearsal for something else. This is the real one. You say to yourself, What am I going to do with my life? Why am I here? What are my unique talents and abilities? Look back into your life and ask yourself, what is it that you've done in the past that you most enjoy? What is it that you've done in the past that comes easy to you, but which may be difficult to others? What are the things that are indicators that this is where you should be focusing all your talents and abilities? Whatever it is, find it, and then commit yourself to becoming excellent at it.
It says, the most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of the depths. These persons have an appreciation, a sensitivity, and an understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness, and a deep loving concern. Beautiful people do not just happen.
You will feel a million miles away from your dreams, and then you'll blink, and suddenly, you'll be living them.
I just want you to think for a second. Like, regardless of any struggles that you're facing right now, just think about how good it feels once you actually pull this off. Just think about that. Money's no longer an issue. You're doing something every day that is fulfilling. You're surrounded by people that you love. You're able to travel and do the things that you want to do when you want to do them. You are no longer being controlled by external things. You decide how you want to live your life. You live on your own terms, and you live a life full of fulfillment and purpose and love. All the things that you long for right now. Let me tell you something. That day is in your future, and it's not as far as you might think. You're almost there, my friend, I promise you. All you have to do is continue to show up.
Don't be ashamed of your effort. Midwits hate earnestness and sincere conviction because they can't stand being reminded of the thing they're capable of but resist actually trying. People will try to put the same limitations on you that they put on themselves. Don't mistake their insecurities for your ceiling.
Regret. It's a word that carries weight, doesn't it? A word that feels like a chain around your ankles, dragging you back to moments you wish you could erase. It whispers in your ear at night, you should have done better. You could have tried harder. Why didn't you take that chance? The first step to turning regret into resolve is to stop running from it. Stop avoiding it. Stop numbing it. Stop pretending it doesn't exist. Face it. Look at it head on and say, yes, I made mistakes. Yes, I missed opportunities. Yes, I wish I'd done things differently. Owning your regret doesn't mean wallowing in it. It doesn't mean beating yourself up or living in the past. It means taking responsibility for it. Acknowledging what happened without letting it control you. Because here's the truth.
Every regret holds a lesson. Every missed opportunity, every mistake, every failure is trying to teach you something. But you have to be willing to learn. Ask yourself, why do I regret this? What would I do differently if I had the chance? What does this regret reveal about what I value, about who I want to be? The answers won't always be comfortable. They might force you to confront parts of yourself you'd rather ignore. But those answers are the key to growth. They're the blueprint for the person you're becoming. Regret without reflection is wasted pain. Don't waste it. Once you've learned the lesson, it's time to act. Regret is a fire. If you let it burn out of control, it'll consume you. But if you harness it, if you direct it, it can be the fuel that drives you to change. Let your regret remind you of what's at stake. Let it push you to take the chances you were too scared to take before.
This might be the hardest part. Forgiving yourself. Because regret often comes with guilt. With shame. With the weight of feeling like you've let yourself or someone else down. But carrying that guilt doesn't serve you. It doesn't fix the past. it doesn't make you stronger. Forgiving yourself doesn't mean excusing what you did. It means acknowledging that you're human, that you're imperfect, and that you're trying. Forgive yourself not because you're letting yourself off the hook, but because you deserve the chance to move forward without the weight of shame holding you back.
Don't stress in the face of adversity. Make adversity something you desire for an opportunity to grow.
You have to get used to being alone, because there are seasons where you'll basically transition from one group of friends into another. And it's not even a group of friends. You'll usually transition from a group of friends into no friends. And then you'll find one or two people who are at a new level. And then sometimes those people introduce you to some of their friends. And if you keep walking and you keep outpacing, then that group will then start retiring past you. And then maybe one person stays with you. Maybe no one does. And you'll have another lonely period. I'm saying this because I used to think that there was something wrong with me, when in reality, I just didn't understand what the nature of being exceptional meant. To be exceptional means that you are the exception. It means that you are not normal. And so it's normal for normal people to find you abnormal if you do things that are not normal.
Resilience is our ability to bounce back. I mean, in the simplest definition, resiliency is our ability to bounce back. But really what it means also is it's our ability not to get pushed that far, not to have to bounce that far back, because we built our resilience to a place where when life happens, and life's happening, life is going to keep coming. You've either gone through something, you're going through something, or you will go through something. Life's going to keep coming. Our resiliency, or our ability to take those things on, is a muscle. And it's a muscle that we can work on to allow us to take those things on as they're coming at us. The more we work on it, the better we get at it. In fact, the more we grow through, not go through, but grow through in our lives, the better that resilience muscle gets. So when these things are...
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Coming at us, instead of feeling like the victim, we want to embrace them, because they're growing our ability to take things on in the future. And as I grow my ability to take things on, I can start to take them on for the people around me. I can show them how to go through these things and actually grow through these things. Resilience is an important part of who we are. When we build it, we become better. Better able to handle the things that are coming at us and continue to make the world go round.
They're small gains. That's it. And what separates people who achieve their goals from people who do not is simple. People who achieve their goals understand the power of showing up every day and just doing the boring, tedious stuff. That's where greatness is made. It's in the things that aren't fun. It's in the stuff that nobody wants to do. That's the thing most people don't talk about. Goals are boring. All those people you admire that have what you want, you know what they're doing? They're doing the reps. And if you've ever looked at somebody who becomes an overnight sensation, I want you to look at their actual story, because they were doing the reps in the dark for a decade while nobody was paying attention. There is no shortcut here, period.
One day, win today. Then you wake up tomorrow and you do the same thing. And then you wake up on Wednesday and you do the same thing. And then you wake up on Thursday and you do the same thing. And guess what happens then? You create a winning streak. And when you do this long enough, you're forming new habits. Okay, and after a while, winning the day is not hard. It's easy. It becomes automatic. And when you get to the point where you're winning every day and it's automatic, guess what happens? Winning becomes who the fuck you are. And when winning becomes who the fuck you are, guess what you become? You become a winner.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, Sal.
Hank, what's going on? We haven't worked a case in years.
I just bought my car at Carvana, and it was so easy. Too easy.
Think something's up?
You tell me. They got thousands of options.
Mm-hmm.
Found a great car at a great price.
Uh-huh.
And it got delivered the next day.
It sounds like Carvana just makes it easy to buy your car, Hank.
Yeah, you're right. Case closed.
Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
You don't become legendary by accident. You don't become the greatest you by accident. You don't become that person you were created to be by accident. You become that person by being intentional. By saying, you know what? This is what I'm going to get out of this year. Right now, you should be saying, this is what I'm going to get out of this moment. This is your life. You have to figure it out. You have to figure out what's best for you. But I will tell you this, a made up mind. Most people have made up their mind that, you know what, it's done. Most people say, oh, my plans didn't go the way they're supposed to go, so I'm just going to take it. But not you. You're going to make up your mind that you're going to be that 1%.
At some time or another, have agonized over making a decision. Some decisions are major decisions. And also there are a lot of small decisions that we don't make. That they tax our minds, they drain our energy. They create a lot of anxiety and nervousness and mental torment. Because we don't take care of it. We decide not to decide, which is a decision. Deciding to decide, to act, is a major, major challenge for all of us. And there are things that happen to us along the way, experiences that we have that prevent us from working through the mental block of acting. Of doing those things that we know we ought to do.
If you don't have what you want, stop telling yourself the story because you don't have the money over time. That's bullshit. It's because you haven't committed yourself where you would burn your boats. If you want to take the fucking island, burn your fucking boats, and you will take the island because people, when they're ready to die or succeed, tend to succeed.
Fight through the pain and come out the other side stronger. And tougher and better and free from that storm, free from the darkness.
If you just do what you want right now all the time, one of the problems with that is you're going to get yourself in trouble. People are self-conscious and can see the future. We have to bind our actions in the present in relationship to our future selves. You have to act now so you don't hurt you tomorrow and you next week and you next month and you in a year and 5 years and 10 years. And that's actually a community of potential selves that extends across time. You sacrifice the whims of the moment, so that's delayed gratification and maybe a definition of maturity. You sacrifice that because it's a better medium to long-term contract or covenant with yourself.
There is no shame in wanting something. This whole world is based on wanting something. You've got to discover your gift. And when you discover it, you got to soak it. You got to wring it out, man. You got to diversify it. Most of us only have one talent. But do you know that that's all you need? If you take that background that you're from and never let it define you, but allow it to redefine you, All that stuff works for the good. Do you understand that you needed everything that's happened to happen to you in the exact order that has happened in order for you to be the person that you are today?
It's either you have it or you don't.
That sounds like excuses to me. I mean, you got to figure it out. If you really have an obsession to figure it out, you will figure it out. And every puzzle is constructed differently. Everybody has a different puzzle, man. You just got to figure out your own puzzle.
You're wondering why other people are successful. Like, who gives a... You can say you think it sucks, but to spend time wondering why someone is successful and hating, it doesn't do any good. I don't spend time wondering why I hate things or hating things or hating on someone or being jealous.
Don't mistake kindness for weakness. And if you think about why that saying exists, that saying exists for two reasons. One, because people do mistake kindness for weakness. The other reason that that statement exists is they're saying don't do that because it's a mistake, because kindness is not weakness. In fact, kindness takes strength. And when you have that person that has that internal fortitude, most of the time those tough guys are acting like they're tough because they're insecure about something. That's what's going on. And so when people actually have, when people are kind, it's because they're secure.
It breaks my heart to see people who could be geniuses, who could be super healthy, who could have lots of prosperity, who could be doing amazing things in their community, who could be living gorgeous lives, serving the world, shining their luminosity on the world.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
And they're stuck. And they blame it. It's because of my mom. It's because of my dad. It's because of the country I live in. Just a whatever. Just a... And that's, we do create our reality through our mindset, heartset, healthset, and soulset. I always put people way above me when I was growing up. Like, my God, they had to have a lot more than me to get to where they're at. And a lot of them did. But once you get around the best of the best of the best people, you can kind of start breaking them down and realizing, man, you're just... me, like we all have, but all you did was you hit it better.
You know you have the desire to achieve more. And so what's it going to take for you to start rewriting the story in your life? See, the problem is you have bought into this false narrative that you are destined for failure because you come from a failed family. You come from a divorced family. You come from a family of alcoholics. Blue collar. We're just supposed to be blue collar. No, you're not. You can make as much money as you want. You can have as much freedom as you want. You can have as much opportunity as you want, but you got to go out and get it. Because I can tell you right now, every single one of you out there have exactly what you deserve.
You have to start living your life in expectation. You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen.
I hate plan B. Every thought that you put into plan B, you're taking away now that thought and that energy from plan A. I've never ever had a plan B. I made a full commitment that I'm gonna go and be a bodybuilding champion. I made a full commitment that I'm gonna be in America. I made a full commitment that I'm gonna get in the show business and I'm going to be a leading man. No matter what it takes, I will do the work. I will do the work over and over and over until I get it.
You want your stuff, It's necessary you take responsibility for it. That you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program. And here's something you've got to resolve. Say this to yourself every day. See, as long as you're breathing, you got a shot at your dream.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.